You're listening to The Watchers, a show where two women from opposite ends of New Jersey watch TV about New Jersey from near New Jersey. We're in person. What is happening?
I don't know, but it feels very NPR.
It does. I feel so professional right now. Can't get over it. And the dog is here.
And I'm Andrea.
And I'm Jody. And Pacey is resting comfortably on a blanket.
And you know what's weird is I make podcasts all day, every day.
Yes.
For some reason, this feels like, I'm like, ooh, I'm making a podcast.
I know. Well, we've got our laptops. We've both got multiple drinks.
Yep.
Or no, I have multiple drinks. You only have one.
I only have one.
That's very straight of you.
I know. I'm so sorry. I left my coffee upstairs.
We have fancy mics. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the real deal.
This is it.
This is what you've been waiting for, everybody. Oh, no. Yeah. Thank you
so much for celebrating us, listeners. Thank you. Thank you. God.
We are in so much trouble. I am, well, not technically in New Jersey, but I am in the area, finally.
I think you could call Philadelphia the New Jersey suburbs.
Sure. Yeah. I don't think people from Philly would like to hear that, but yeah. No, we attended a lovely comedy show last night in, where were we?
Boonton. We were at a really cool coffee shop.
Yeah. If any of you are New Jersey folks and you haven't been to Boonton Coffee, that was great. That's a great little room. They have really good coffee and snacks. Mm-hmm. Chris Gethard did a opening set for the improv group.
Business Casual.
Thank you. Business Casual. I almost said breakfast something. That's because we just had breakfast.
Club.
Yeah. But great show. Check them out.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
They're so funny and so unique.
So silly.
So silly.
It was such a silly fun time.
Yeah. It really felt like, I mean, it's, I don't think you can describe what like, but it feels like some of the movies we've covered, like it's got a little bit of
like a top secret,
like a top secret kind of
their
sense of humor is very much like Naked Gun. And
I think what I was trying to say last night was I felt like, so when I lived in the city in early 2000s, I used to go to UCB ASCAT nights a lot of like $5. And it was like in the early black box, like days of the original UCB. I don't know. But the energy in that room back then was super chaotic and super like you never had any clue what was going to happen. And that was kind of how it felt last night.
Totally.
Yeah. I really liked those guys.
They were great.
Yeah.
I've seen them a couple of times now. And every time it has been just so weird and so fun. And it's just, I mean, really unlike anything I've ever seen before. So
yeah,
if you're in the New Jersey, New York area,
keep
your
eye on
them.
They're based in New York. They said they do that show in New York a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to get out to Jersey a bit more, I think, which is why Geth had them go to Boonton Coffee. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's our recommendation before we get into anything about this episode.
Really good time. And also a little bit of news before we get to this episode. Not big news, unfortunately, but just some expected news. About 3 days ago, there was an article that came out with a little bit more on the timeline for season 3. They're going to begin filming on May 14th in Vancouver, and it will take more than 5 months to officially wrap up on October 24th.
So nice to have dates, though.
It is. It is.
And that's assuming
everything goes according
to plan.
Yeah.
But.
And then it said, obviously, we know the producers have hinted that the third season might not arrive before 2025. But if the production goes as planned, we might see Yellow Jacket season 3 release as early as December 2024 or January 2025. So
that's honestly better than we were anticipating.
Given the length of the strike. Yeah. Yeah. So we can keep our fingers crossed that everything goes according to plan and they wrap up on time and their editors work through the night. To get everything done in time for their ravenous fans who are going back to old seasons, just have something to talk about.
Yeah, and just a reminder, we're just about ready to wrap up season one, and then we'll roll right back into season two. And
no, we won't.
I mean, it's good now that we have some dates. We've got a pretty good idea of how many times we'll have to roll back through one and two before we start season three.
I quit the podcast. So. I will not be coming back. Ugh, as if I can stay away from this show. Or the state. So we are on episode 9.
We're so close.
This, oh my God. I mean, we said this last week and the week before, but like as they got to the end of this season, things ramped up so fast.
Well, and the the timing and the pacing, like I said to you, so this is Doom Coming.
Mm-hmm.
It is the penultimate episode of season one, which I thought until I was way too old meant longest, because the sixth Harry Potter book was the penultimate Harry Potter book. And I thought Stephen King taught me that word in an Entertainment Weekly article. And I was like, context clues. That means the longest
one. Right.
But nope. It means second to last.
Second to last.
And that's what this episode is.
Yes.
Before we get into the like breakdown of everything, there's something like that this show does with, like I said to you, in my head, for some reason, Adam doesn't die until the season finale.
Yeah.
But then I was like, it's not even a cliffhanger. Such a crazy choice, I think.
You said when we were watching it, so full disclosure, we did our, I rewatched it earlier in the weekend, then we did a rewatch this morning together. And you said that you remembered it being like, or it would have made more sense if it was a cliffhanger at the end of an episode when she stabbed him, which would be absolutely what I would expect. But instead, the cliffhanger was just her showing up.
Yeah.
And then the first scene of this episode, basically, in 2021 is, actually, I think it's the first scene overall, is her just stabbing the shit out of him.
It's such an interesting choice. And I wonder, I haven't really thought this through too much, but just thinking about how this show kind of like pulls with like narrative flow and our idea of timeline, and how hard it is to know when things have happened, and the pulling back and forth, the fact that this is, and I don't know.
That also, I think, has to do for me with, like, we talked about this too, how we expect longer payoffs for things in this show. Like, as traditional show structure, a lot of these like mysteries would take so much longer to figure out. Like in this episode, it's literally like, I mean, we'll go through all of it, but like, Adam dies. Shauna and Jeff have the conversation where they admit literally everything to each other.
I couldn't believe all of it is out. How fast that comes out.
It's the whole thing.
Because that's another thing. In my head, Jeff finds out right before they go to the studio in season two. But he comes into season two.
He knows everything.
It's also the period of time between episode one of season one and episode 10, right, of season two is not all that long.
No, I don't know exactly how long it is, but it's not very long.
Somebody made that calendar. I have to track it down, but it all fits on a month.
Oh, definitely. I crazy. I feel like it would be shorter
it's
than
like,
that almost.
I think it's literally like maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
From the time she meets Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked about this when we were talking through season two, like the amount of time he had to make all those paintings was not very long.
No.
It was a few weeks.
Which again is why it's so hard to believe.
Yeah.
Even watching, so we'll talk about it when we get there. We're gonna talk about 96 first.
Yeah. Yeah, in this case, I think once again it makes sense to split the timelines. There's so much in 96. And while it seems like there's a lot that develops in 2021, the actual scenes, I think there's less of them and they take less time. Mm.
It's also, they're both short periods of time overall. Like, how much we get. So,
yeah, the 96 is literally like one night, like not even a full day, it seems like.
And same for 2021.
Or no, it's two nights. Yeah. Yeah. It's all in a day or two.
Crazy.
And it would be interesting to see, like, so we talk all the time about the parallels between the two timelines and what's happening in each. And again, that happens this time with like hunting Travis and then her stabbing Adam. But it would be interesting to see if like the timelines also match up. Like if this episode took 2 days and that timeline took 2 days and the other timeline took 2 days, like, are they matching that up as well?
Yeah, I wonder, because there aren't too many.
We need someone to research that. That's not us.
Yeah.
And we could just read it.
Yeah, because we know like they've covered way more time has passed in 96 than
that's true.
But
yeah, that's a good point.
But not in episodes. There aren't. Right. I can't think of any episodes where like you're in 96 and days pass.
Right, right.
They're all usually like 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, well, we kind of like come back to 96 and it's suddenly been like, it's suddenly fall.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Which you pointed out today, the
homecoming situation.
Everything is.
It's about October, we think. Mm-hmm. I did notice, and I didn't notice it right away in 96 this time, but as they are out in the woods, the color grading totally shifted mm-hmm. in this episode. Like, it definitely had, everything looked greener and yellower, like sickly green, not pretty green, yeah. not summer spring green, but like the color grading went very yellow, green, orange. Mm-hmm. It was like a really noticeable shift to show the different time period.
Yeah. And it makes it, it feels more, dreamlike isn't quite, it just feels less realistic, those colors too, in
definitely.
A way that it, with this episode, mm-hmm. like it all makes sense, but they just feel so disconnected from the real world in this episode.
Yeah. Completely.
Even before the shrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also kind of signifies like that color palette, like something ending in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
for
like
sure.
something coming to a close. So yeah. So we're going to start with 96. And they're eating maggots. Ooh, your favorite.
It's not great.
Your favorite.
The worst ones.
Akilah's digging up the maggots. They're cooking them over the fire. Honestly, this didn't bother me. I don't know. I've watched too much of the TV show Alone.
Are they eating maggots in Alone?
Oh, they'll eat anything in Alone. Yeah. I mean, they mostly prefer not to.
Well,
I don't
good.
Know if I've ever seen them but get that desperate.
Bugs.
But they definitely, yeah, they would. Absolutely. Usually they're a little bit better at like hunting and trapping and they don't need to go that far, but
right.
they definitely, I mean, there was one guy that like got so far into starvation that he got that like delusion where you think like you're not actually starving mm-hmm. and he was rationing his food. They came
oh,
and
boy.
Did a med check on him and he was so severely underweight that like he was in danger of organ collapse and he had saved like 33 servings of fish. And not eating them because
oh
he thought he was okay. And he
that's
was
so scary.
It's so scary.
Like,
and that's like a
know.
Super controlled environment
right.
too. They check on them once a week
mm-hmm.
and they have like tabs on where they are. And if they're still like alive, they have to check in every day. But he was frightening looking and he was so deluded that he was okay.
Man.
He was so surprised that they were pulling him out.
Horrifying.
Yeah. Anyway, this is not the show Alone. I could do a podcast about the show
yeah,
Alone.
You wish that it were.
I kind of do sometimes.
But it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're eating maggots.
There's like one or two random people in the background that we have, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we've seen them, but they've had no lines.
No, there's some red shirts showing mm-hmm. up in this episode in particular, because I feel like the feeling of a crowd is important this mm-hmm. time around.
It's so funny to think about what their show is, what they're doing with their days, those background people.
Yeah. Well, and when season two started and suddenly the background characters like Jen and Melissa started showing up more, it was like there was, I think it maybe in the first or second episode, they were like commenting
mm-hmm.
on the rest of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like they were the audience
yeah.
for that show, which I thought was really funny.
Well, just imagine being like regular out there and watching
these psychos
uh-huh.
go crazy.
So funny.
I noticed here that Shauna, they're digging up the maggots and eating them. And Shauna tells Jackie she has to eat. And a couple of times in this episode, Shauna is the one pushing Jackie to eat,
mm-hmm.
which is what it flipped. Because before, Jackie was like giving Shauna mm-hmm. her last bits of food.
Yep.
So I don't know why she's suddenly like really concerned with Jackie's health, but
I think it's a guilt.
Yeah, probably.
Guilt thing.
Jackie says it doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jackie is kind of given up.
Yeah. Yeah, she's kind of on her way out. And when we watched this episode the first time, we didn't realize, obviously, that the next mm-hmm. episode was when we would, like, Jesus. Lose her.
This is what I mean. It all
yeah.
happens so fast.
So fast. Yeah.
Mari
gets the wine.
Mari made booze.
Yeah. Yeah, the berry wine.
Mm-hmm.
She has a few more. She's been working.
Yeah.
She's been preparing.
Uh-huh.
And this is yeah Jackie's like, let's have a party, we're gonna be dead in a few weeks anyway. Yeah,
coming from her of all people,
that's the turn, because mm-hmm. she was so like Pollyanna, like, guys, we're gonna get rescued, we're gonna get
yeah.
rescued for so long. And then the finding out about Shauna and Jeff, she just like was like, ah, all right, we're all gonna die.
Yeah, she's really kind of given up in a way that is stressful for me.
Yeah.
Considering where this episode takes us.
Yeah.
But they realize it's almost homecoming.
Yeah. And they're like, it felt like a brainstorm for like a prom committee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it did.
Like, what's
it was
our
really
theme?
Sweet.
Under the sea? Like,
you know what that reminds me of?
What?
Now that you say that, is them planning Shauna's baby shower in season two.
Oh, yeah.
There are these little moments the show gets where the girls, even deep into season two, kind of get to be teen girls. Yeah. And it is sweet and heartbreaking. And this is one of them for sure.
Yeah, they're all sitting around. And I almost imagined them sitting around in like a classroom mm-hmm. after school being exactly. like, what should our theme be? Apparently, it starts out as a full moon coming, and then it was moon homecoming, and then it became doom coming. Yeah. We'll drink rotten berries and celebrate our upcoming death.
Oh, God, I love them so much.
I mean, I think that would be me. Just being like, guys, we're fucking dead. We're all going to die. It doesn't matter.
I really don't know. I
like to think I'd be more optimistic, but I think that my like black humor would just take over.
Yeah. I would have given up on rescue early. I would have tried to be okay with just making a life out in the woods. Again, I read too many books about kids surviving in the wilderness to not think it was possible. But I would be so useless that it's like, if everybody else gives up, there's nothing I can do.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So I'd have to kind of just go along with whatever everyone else decided.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a teenager, I hadn't watched the television show Alone yet, so I wouldn't have had these skills.
You didn't read Hatchet 12 times.
I did not.
So Lord of the Flies. Not a lot of survival happening in Lord of the Flies, but.
And I did not read Hatchet. I did read a lot of stories about little kids discovering abandoned Victorian vacation.
Oh, that's right.
We've
talked about this.
That's my favorite.
These are our differences.
Yeah.
Percussive, whimsical music.
Oh, I love it. If you do not watch the show with the captions on, you are so missing out.
Absolutely.
The girls are making their outfits. Mm-hmm. Misty's asking Ben to the dance, even though it's not a Sadie Hawkins.
Misty is so, like, kind of heartbreaking in a way that is, like, or not even, heartbreaking isn't the word. She's, like, soul shrinking.
It's, like, it's so secondhand embarrassment watching her.
Yeah.
You know? You also mentioned this when we were talking about it, but I wrote this down. It reminded me of when she was in the car with Stan.
Yeah, because she says, I know I'm not pretty. And that's the thing that makes poor Ben be like, fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
And it's the thing that makes, I think his name was Stan.
I think his name was
come
Stan.
Come inside with her.
But in the scene with Ben, it feels genuine.
Yeah.
And with Stan, it's like, this worked for me in the past and now I'm using it.
Yeah, I know. I was like watching her face trying to decide if it was genuine when she was talking to Ben. And I think it was, but I think she also kind of knows what she's doing.
Yes. Oh, totally.
You
I
know,
think Missy
it's not
always
totally pure.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think that's true.
Yeah. He says, okay, but they still have their boundaries. She looks slightly disappointed, but she'll take what she can get.
God, poor. Ben is the one that I spend the most time being like, can you imagine being out there?
And
just
I know.
Especially with where it goes, like him just trying so hard to
like missing a leg too.
God,
like absolutely cannot fend for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jackie and Shauna are gathering branches talking about rush week at Rutgers.
Rush week at Rutgers.
This is we were oh geez.
Jersey reference.
Oh my god, no. Oh no, this is what we're becoming. Oh, give Andrea a soundboard and it's all fucking over. Oh, boy. Yes. Rush week. Jackie says she was naive and doesn't want to die a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Travis. I didn't notice it until we watched this wording. Travis is kind of flailing in the background with the axe. It's kind of funny watching him try to chop the wood. Like, he does eventually, but it doesn't look like he's good at it.
Yeah.
He looks a little, not great at what he's doing.
He's certainly not in his element.
No, exactly. But Jackie's like,
yeah, well, and
getting
Shauna,
her digs in.
Totally. And Shauna asks about like what about Nat and Travis?
Yeah. Yeah. God knows I would never want us to compete for the same guy.
Man.
She's getting all that in there.
Like, Jackie's being an asshole, though. I kind of like in all of it, in the going after Travis when she knows, like, she's not being the most like the kindest person. But also Shauna, how like,
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Have some perspective.
Read the goddamn room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, she's in that moment. She has to have started to realize that Jackie knows something is mm-hmm. up. Because that's right? Just such a specific thing to say.
Yeah, well, and I think that's sort of what I was thinking the like trying to feed Jackie and all of that is. It's her way of she's like feeling that like her guilt and like kind of knows, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
But maybe not.
Misty and Jackie are getting their makeup done with the caboodle.
So 90s.
I love that such thing.
A 90s rom-com. Look, you're beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Putting her makeup on. Uh-huh. Jackie said that her mom told her when a girl sets her mind to it, there's nothing she can't get from a man, yeah, which is such a Jackie's mom thing to think.
Totally.
Also says that her mom is on like 10 different kinds of downers, which I started to picture like her mom and dad in 2021 and like, oh, I'm sure she still is.
Mm-hmm. It's also a very specific kind of mom. I think that kind of mom still exists, but it feels like a very 90s mom to me.
Absolutely. I feel like her mom and the mom in Heather's are like kind of the same person.
You know what's funny is I don't think we talked about this during the brunch scene, but that brunch scene did make me think of Winona checking in with her parents, those scenes throughout
buttering
Heather's.
The toast and sitting on at the patio table outside. Yeah. Yeah, because definitely like there's something in the cluelessness of the parents, especially the mom, that really reminded me of that, of the parents and Heather's.
Exactly. Totally.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we did that. If you have just been listening for Yellow Jackets, or maybe just starting with us with season one, we spent a good chunk of the last year watching mostly movies that are in some way in conversation with Yellow Jackets, but also just for the time period or just for us. And Heather's was the first one we did because Jodi had... It's one
I
of Jodi's.
I just kept thinking about it as we watched this
it's
show.
It's such a direct reference. Yeah. You really are. If
the
you're someone like
black
me,
humor.
Totally. If you're someone like me who somehow missed Heather's, like you're kind of missing some crucial vocabulary for watching this show, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the creators have talked about like how they're very influenced by that type of like 90s aesthetic and vibe and everything. And the black humor in Heather's is absolutely present here. I mean, it's Misty. You know, Misty is like the JD of this group. Like they always take it a little too far.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, oh, this school is corrupt and terrible. Yeah, I'm going to blow it up. What?
Hold on.
Hang on. A little too far.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We got our needle drop now. Our collective soul.
That's such a good one. I love World I Know.
And it's so perfect for this moment. Although Misty's walking over a bunch of bones when it starts.
Yeah.
From the animals that they've already gotten through.
Yeah, this show does not let you forget what's really going on here, you know?
No.
But it still is really sweet to see everybody getting ready.
I know. She gets her trapper keeper out with her medicinal
and the shrooms plants. Are labeled shrooms.
Yeah. Shrooms, uh-huh. as Ben says later. Yeah. I, as somebody who was not their age, was maybe more around somewhere between their age and coach's age when I did shrooms. The sort of transformation of teen girls into demonic forces tracks with my
I thought you were going to say
experience.
Is not realistic, but
no. Have we ever talked about my shrooms experience?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Because literally like I was sitting. Oh no, this was my acid experience. Excuse me. My shrooms experience was when I almost jumped out of the off the balcony.
That's what I was thinking
at the hotel.
Of.
Yeah. No, that was a lighter experience. But the first time I did acid, I was sitting in my dorm room with my roommate and her friends. And my roommate and I ended up having a huge falling out later on. She ended up being really kind of a mean person. We were all sitting in a circle just chatting, waiting to get ready to go out because, you know, driving on acid is totally normal.
Right.
Don't do that. And I looked at my roommate, and as the acid started to kick in, she transformed into a wolf. Like,
yeah.
And it was literally, I looked at it later as like a sign that I knew that she was like a treacherous person for me to be friends with.
Right.
So
I love that.
Like when Shauna's face starts to transform when Travis is looking at her and he like sees her as this evil thing. I'm like, yeah.
That's
what shrooms do.
Or maybe they, you know, make it so you can connect and commune with the wilderness a little better. You know, maybe that's what's going on here.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't do that. We went to a party where I locked myself in the bathroom for a few hours until someone came and talked to me out of being in there. We did not commune with the with nature. That probably would have been better.
Yeah.
Ty brings Van her mask.
Which, as you said,
very
way more impressive than they have any reason to be.
Weaving leather is not easy.
Yeah, and it's like perfect.
It's perfect. It's beautiful. Like, she has a future as a prop master if she doesn't want to be a lawyer anymore. She can just work on movies and make, you know, masks for people.
I don't remember their season two masks being quite so impressive.
No, these were significantly like well done, noticeably well done masks. Mm-hmm. I appreciated it. I even wrote down the weaving in that mask is impressive.
Also, Travis teaches Javi how to tie a tie, which is very sweet.
I know. And Shauna's dress doesn't fit anymore. Mm-hmm. She needs help to zip it up.
You know what, with the pregnancy and all.
Yeah.
Oy.
But that's why Misty ends up leaving the mushrooms in the kitchen, because mm-hmm. she goes to help Shauna with her dress. Mm-hmm. And Mari just throws them in the stew.
And then just a little tie back real quick. For 2021, mm-hmm. right after this scene is we see Misty for the first time and her face, she's all made up in the basement.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Those, it's so funny. Those, there's so many of those little connections that they really kind of like slip by, because she was getting made up by Jackie for Doomcoming.
Exactly.
I like that they start, when they start the Doomcoming, Javi's using the piece of the plane as a gong. to like kick it off,
ring in the
just like a big piece of metal hung from a tree.
So good.
Yeah,
it's another good go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna just comment on what looked like a tree draped in toilet paper, like it was Goosey Night in in the Passaic Bergen County line of New Jersey.
I'll clear this up for Goosey our Night. Other for although for not many of our listeners, but Jody's talking about Mischief Night,
Goosey Night,
which is also not a thing in most places, but it's Goosey Night is even less of a thing.
Yes.
So.
Goosey Night is what they refer to it in a very small slice of Bergen Passaic County.
But yeah, they've done their best to decorate.
But like, if they have that much toilet paper and they think they're stuck there, do you want to run out of toilet paper?
I feel like it can't actually be toilet paper.
It can't
paper,
be. Right? It has to be something else.
But what is it that they... I know we're getting...
Maybe it's strips of fabric.
But even that, I'd be like, maybe...
Why would you waste that?
Don't waste that either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I'm thinking too much about it. I know that's true.
But it is hard not to.
We get our little wish fulfillment queer moment where Ty and Van come out together and they kiss and everybody cheers.
Everybody's so excited for them. And
I know.
We kind of talked this into the ground, I think, early on.
Yeah.
But I just want to acknowledge, yes, we understand. It's very wish fulfilly. It is.
It's lovely, though.
Under, like... underselling or underrepresenting what
the 90s were,
what homophobia was like in 1996, especially for people that young, like just all of it. Though on the other hand, soccer team out in the wilderness, like it's not to say that like there weren't queer girls in high school, obviously.
Yes,
it's the huge, you know, the celebration of that's a little, but I think
that everyone is accepting of it, basically. Yeah. I do think that it's like Ben is definitely representing like the older queer person that's watching the younger generation have like slightly fewer obstacles and feeling like really nice about that and happy for them. Mm-hmm. I thought that was sweet.
I'm glad that the show saved this for after Laura Lee's death, because I think Laura Lee would have to be shitty about it, and I would have hated to have watched that.
Yeah. Or unrealistically supportive.
Right.
In that, like, it might have taken her more time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Again, Shauna's trying to feed Jackie. trying to fatten her up.
Oh, no.
Just trying to make sure that there's some meat on those bones.
Yeah.
For later. Jackie tosses the, notably, obviously, because she's the only one that's not dosed, tosses the
stew.
She's
done the thing I have done many nights, not many nights, but nights where, like, I am done drinking for the night and everybody is still too excited, you know, and you don't want to be the buzzkill, but I've tossed my share of shots over my shoulder.
That's really funny. I didn't drink in high school, and instead of having... No,
I didn't either. Oh, this is later. Grown adult behavior.
I'm picturing high school because of these guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, Travis tries to talk to Nat, and Jackie interrupts.
I know. This whole thing is so messy.
It is. I gotta say, though, if I was like, you know what, it doesn't matter, we're all gonna die in a few weeks, I kind of get the whole, like, I don't want to die a virgin.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And
who
I
cares?
Mean, she's only got the one option. So what
it's
is
not
she
gonna
supposed
be
to do?
Ben.
Exactly.
That would be much worse.
Yeah. Oh, Lottie has a moment of silence for Larly. She's wearing her dress.
Yeah. Yeah. They make a point of that. Mm-hmm. Tying those two together still. And then this made me laugh the first time I saw it, and it still does. Mm-hmm. Misty says, what we need is a slow dance. And Lottie starts singing Kiss from a Rose.
You know what the most unrealistic thing in this episode is for me?
What's that?
Is that
they know the words?
They know all the words. Like, I love this song, but
yeah.
Famously, these
famously
words
hard
are
to,
yeah.
hard to understand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they all join in, and then Misty asks Ben to dance. And I think it's not just that he turns her down, mm-hmm. it's that he tells her to go ask Javi, who's a fucking child.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, she's thinking that they're on this like equal footing, and he's like, no, go dance with the kid. Mm-hmm. Like, he makes her into that same like category.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not happy there.
No.
There's a really good, Jackie and Travis have a really good exchange here.
Oh my God. One of my favorite lines. Yeah. She says something like, isn't this every guy's dream, being trapped with a bunch of babes?
He says, you ever feel like your humility holds you back? His line delivery is really good.
Yeah.
Travis gets a few. I think maybe this is one of the reasons I remembered him fondly.
Yes.
Is that he gets a few really funny lines in this show. Because he also gets the, we hate this stuff about porn. You can't even tell what her favorite book is.
Exactly.
Which is another one of my favorite lines.
Yeah. And he's got a few of those. I think there's one where he's talking to Jackie when they're at the lake. She says something, about how Nat has, like, terrible taste in men. And he's just like, thank you.
Right. Yeah.
So. Yeah, they're dancing. He and Nat are making eye contact. Mm-hmm. Nat's clearly like, I'm done. I mm-hmm. need to leave. She asks Ben if they want to get out of there because she's got some real booze hidden. She found it under the porch. Which, why was she under the porch?
There's
just a random question in my head.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe she was hoping there'd be some booze hidden there.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I probably would have searched every corner of that place for something to eat or drink,
or maybe just to get away from the rest of those girls. I might have been like, just hide under this
hide
house
under the porch. Yeah. I remember thinking later on when they lock Jackie in the pantry, like, that's probably the safest place, just stay in there.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't come out
for real.
Yeah.
I think Misty poisoned me again is so funny.
I know. She's Nat and Ben are talking. It's yeah. Travis wanted Nat to be a completely different kind of girl, mm-hmm. which is so fucking true.
Yep.
Like, in a few minutes, we're going to see the type of girl that he wishes Nat had been more like mm-hmm. with Jackie, where Jackie's very deferential in a way. Like, she's coming on to him, but she's also, like, she has a different energy that's more like, you're the guy, you're mm-hmm. the man, like,
right.
you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, Nat realizes that they're on shrooms. Mm-hmm. You can't die from it.
She says,
unless you jump off of a second or third floor balcony into a pool that you think is there, but is actually like off to the right, and you would never have made it into the pool.
Jesus.
Yeah. I survived my teens somehow. Misty's got wine all over her damn face.
Yeah. It's a real like debaucherous scene before things even really start popping off.
Very, how would you say? I want to refer to Dionysus, but
Dionysian?
Yes, Dionysian? That's the general
idea.
It
feels like some like real Dionysus stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Van says Ty looks like a tree.
Which you pointed out.
Yeah, they keep talking about this.
Uh-huh. And then she says, is it Van who says, or do the trees look like Thaisa? No.
Oh, it's Mari.
Mari says, or do the trees look like Thaisa? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a really hot tree.
Yeah. This is, yeah. The hobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
it
your face.
Chilling mm-hmm. the way they've got him sprawled out like he is already dead.
Yeah. And he at one point he's looking up at the sky and his face looks like completely expressionless. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to look high, but he looks dead.
He just looks like a corpse.
Yeah. He says, I feel weird. Mm-hmm. The girls are like pawing at the ground, feeling for energy.
Yeah, energy's coming up from the ground. Something's coming.
we won't be hungry much longer.
God, that line.
I know.
It feels like this show was written around
that line.
A teen girl looking at the camera and saying, we won't be hungry much longer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the thesis of the show.
Horrifying.
And Van laughs in the creepiest way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is all... what's the word I want? This plants something in us the first time we're watching season one. What's coming? What's the energy coming up from the ground?
Right.
So what do we think at the end of season two? What was the something? Is it just that bear? Is it the...
So this is the skeptic in me. Mm-hmm. To me, they were high. My roommate turned into a wolf. Like, it doesn't mean I think she actually was one. Mm-hmm. I can't help myself. I'm too pragmatic about this stuff. Like, I am not on the supernatural train. I won't be mad if a lot of it turns out to be supernatural. That's fine. That's their prerogative. But to me, when I'm watching it, I'm like, that is tripping.
They are tripping. Interesting to see the way different people talk about all of this, because like some people who aren't even happy about it. Like I just recently, maybe in the Facebook group or something, saw somebody complaining about the fact like, well, they've come down so heavily on it being supernatural, it can't be anything else at this point. And I'm like, I don't think so. I don't know that they have.
Yeah.
I think they still
have. They've left room.
Let it be. And in fact, for me, I almost feel the opposite, where I'm like, if based on everything we've gotten so far, we have to make a definitive answer. I think they've come down more on it's not supernatural.
I agree.
And it's really interesting, though, that it's set up in such a way that we can have all of those feelings all at the same time.
I think the supernatural thing for me is more related to like the teen witchiness that we've talked about, like the craft of it all. Mm-hmm. Like that. Like the fact that I firmly believe that light as a feather, stiff as a board worked when I was a kid. Like that's the kind of supernatural that I feel like is being allowed to exist. Not like there's some demon entity in the woods. Like I don't feel like they've really paid that off. But I think what's interesting is in this moment, it's also when Shauna first feels the baby move.
Mm-hmm.
And that paired with the something's coming, we won't be hungry much longer, is really setting us up for something that does not end up happening.
Yeah. Well, and Mari, remember, is so concerned with that baby in season two.
And Lottie, you mean?
Lottie is so concerned with that baby at the beginning of season two. Like, she really thinks it's going to be the answer.
Yeah.
And she says something's coming so ominously here, but then knowing how important the baby becomes for her, like, it's all tangled up.
For me, it felt like that baby should have been the Jersey Devil.
I still wish.
Something is coming. The 13th child of Mother Leeds is coming. If only.
If only.
Yeah. It was the way Van laughs in this moment. I'm just like, there were so many signs that Van was like fully buying into all of this stuff and was like, we should have been less surprised when Van was all in on the hunt.
Yeah.
And she's showing all these signs early on that she's like in it. Yeah. Jackie brings Travis up to the attic.
It's creepy.
What do you think we're going to do? Make a pillow fort? That would be so fun. We should all be making pillow forts.
Mm-hmm. Jackie's so funny.
I know. I said this a few minutes ago. I don't blame her. At all. I should, but I don't. I mean, like, I love Nat. She did something shitty to Nat, but like, she thinks they're all gonna die. She is gonna die like very soon. She's not wrong. So, but this is where Travis says he thinks he's in love with Natalie.
Oh boy. Oh, Travis.
Yeah. And we get the full Jackie, like, really, like, giving up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, love is bullshit. Friendship is bullshit.
She gives such a speech. She's like, we're all shells with nothing inside.
Yeah.
I think she says.
Yeah. Yep.
She is really like feeling her teen angst.
Absolutely. And if this was like a normal, if they weren't trapped in the woods in the Yukon, she would probably like write some bad poetry about it and have a really nasty friend break up and
get it out of her system and move on. But
and think about Shauna forever after that because they're in love.
And Shauna's pregnant with her baby right now.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting that she does say in this moment, the choice is yours to Travis.
Yeah.
Like she's going to like make it happen to an extent, but she's not going to make the choice for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched it this morning. It was interesting because I think you had forgotten that he was on shrooms in this moment because we don't really see it show up in his affect until after they have sex.
He says, oh, well, we don't see it though yet. yeah, we don't see that show up until we go back to them. But
yeah,
we have a little scene with Misty goes looking for Ben.
Mm-hmm. I noticed, so there's like, she's running around looking for Ben, and they quickly flash to the rest of them around the fire, and they're all laying on the ground. They look like dead bodies mm-hmm. after a plane crash.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, very much that. Maybe they've been dead
the whole time. Yeah, I know. I don't think that's true, but also there's ways you could absolutely spin it that that's the case.
Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten about this kind of like fake theory I'd been bringing up during season two, or maybe it was actually just in our first season one kind of like recap to get us ready for season two. I don't remember mm-hmm. exactly, but that like maybe Yellow Jackets is the writers being like, what if we did Lost but good?
But yeah. Yeah.
Again, I'm a huge Lost fan. I'm a series finale apologist. I'm yeah. all in on Lost, so I don't mean that. But it is like there are certain things where I'm like, oh yeah, like if Lost was really going to be purgatory the whole time, it's not. But
yeah.
But let's say that, you know.
Yeah.
One thing would be to like show them sprawled out.
Yep.
Their bodies the way they would have. Yeah.
Yeah. All the like little clues that they've dropped that. You know, we're discounting because we don't think that's the case, mm-hmm. could be used to justify it if that was.
Exactly.
Yeah. We get this sort of like back and forth where we see Jackie and Travis having sex. And I wrote down, he needs someone to protect his ego because he's able to do this because,
yeah, exactly.
A, because he's high, but also because Jackie is like kind of playing the role.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also because he doesn't love Jackie, so this probably doesn't mean as much to him.
Right.
You know, so the pressure's not as high.
Sure. Yeah. But meanwhile, the girls are like running through the woods howling at animals.
It's
like these two parallel scenes are like.
Ugh. Well, and like they, you know that they know that Jackie and Travis are off having sex because they have disappeared and whatever.
Right.
But they almost play it as if like something has changed in the air and the
yeah,
women can
yeah,
sense
yeah.
that it's happened.
But yeah, speaking to that, right, the next scene with Jackie and Travis are laying on the floor and she's like. She says, so that was sex.
I know. He's giving us even more of that. We disappeared, right?
Exactly.
We disappeared, though, right?
Yeah. Where are we? Am I even here?
Yeah. Which is, again, I any theory you have about this show at this point, especially on this rewatch, I do not blame you.
Right. It's all justified.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, that is such... a tripping thought.
Am I even here? Yeah.
I disappeared though. I swear. I mean, it's like listening to my brain
right.
when I was doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackie hears them coming
mm-hmm.
and suddenly it's like, uh-oh, shit's about to go down. Tells Travis to get dressed.
And we get a chase.
Oh God.
This feels like the first kind of hunt.
Oh, absolutely.
Even before they really start, like.
Definitely.
And did I say it loud? And I think here's the first time we hear the theme outside of the
yeah.
intro, too. It's playing.
Yeah, I think you're right. And also, when they first come in the cabin and Travis and Jackie have just come downstairs and they're, like, pulling on her nightgown mm-hmm. to, like, show that she
oh,
bled.
Yeah.
It felt like. It's this weird combination of like teen bullying and very serious possible like murderous consequences.
Yeah.
That those two things are so the same in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like in some ways you could look at it as just, oh, a bunch of teen girls kind of picking their person that they're going to like,
right.
you know,
which is so
destroy.
Typical, but it's like what happens when you move that out into a place.
Give them all knives.
Yeah. And put them in the wilderness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Lottie says you took something that doesn't belong to you.
Yeah. And then Jackie says, I forget exactly what, but something about Nat. And Lottie's like, not
yeah.
talking about Nat, which is
yeah.
like, whoa, what is going on?
Yep. Yep. And they lock Jackie in the pantry where she should have stayed.
Totally.
And kept that door locked.
Good luck getting me out of there.
Yeah. No, I would. That would be my new home.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
We, Van and Ty are having sex in the woods.
Oh, wait, no, before
oh,
that.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just thinking about this part that made me laugh. So while they've turned on her, they locked her in the closet and then they all attack Travis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're all like, Lottie kisses him. Shauna kisses him. They're kind of like pulling at him. And while this is happening and he's clearly tripping and like not sure what's happening, you see him look over and Van and Ty are making out in the corner of the cabin. And he, even in his like weird tripping state, has the teen boy like face. You can almost hear him be like, nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I, in my head, he said that. I know he didn't, but in my head, he went, nice.
That is the face yeah. he's making, for yeah. sure.
It's great. But then, so they're like pulling on him, and mm-hmm. it's getting like, it's going into dream sequence territory because mm-hmm. like they're pulling on his skin in a way that's not real.
That's right. That's it like horrible. Pulls away from, yeah. yeah, it's gross.
Mari puts her arm around his throat. Mm-hmm. And then when he tries to get away, he runs outside. And when he runs past the window, he's turned into a deer. Mm-hmm. And that's when Lottie says this. I think it's Lottie says, the yeah. stag, we have to catch it.
Yeah. This is really Lottie coming into,
yeah.
you know, if she's going to be the antler queen, it's this episode for sure.
That oh, I know.
Really.
Well, and she puts on the headdress.
She puts the headdress on and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Shauna grabs the knife.
Yeah.
And this is like, obviously, in this episode in 2021, she has just stabbed Adam. Mm-hmm. So it's like.
And they make that, we'll talk about it in just a minute, yeah. but they make that parallel pretty.
Oh, very obvious.
Pretty
yeah.
obvious.
Yeah. She runs into Javi.
The way.
I know.
She says run. And again, they're all tripping Javi too, but it is.
It's like my roommate turning into a wolf.
It's so demonic.
The secret evil nature is uh-huh. showing up because the drugs have revealed the truth of, mm-hmm. of their character.
But she's, you know, for whatever reason, with it enough, whatever enough, something about Javi enough, the bond they've been building when she's not in this state of mind, yeah. whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Makes it so.
She's also sort of protecting him by mm-hmm. doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ty and Van are having sex in the woods. Mm-hmm. Van is glowing weird colors.
So again, cheesy.
Very trippy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think, and I'm going to sound like an asshole, I think the people that see these moments as supernatural, obviously they're being played both ways. Mm-hmm. But that's such a trip
well,
thing.
That's what I think. I think the show does this often on purpose, where mm-hmm. some of it is so clearly, like her hair changing colors, that's clearly a trip thing, right?
Yeah.
So you can kind of fold in the stuff that seems a little more supernatural in with that or yeah. or say there are two different things going on here.
Right. Yeah.
At the same time.
Exactly. But we reveal Van's scar here. I know.
They need just one line. Isn't it miraculous how Van has healed despite the fact that her face was chewed off and we did a real shoddy job?
Yeah. Yeah.
With some embroidery
no acknowledgement.
Needles and fishing line.
Yeah, no acknowledgement of how wild
beautiful.
It is.
She's got a little like Harry
just
Potter lightning scar and like one little.
I know.
It's like I think you said last week, like Lottie's scar on her forehead is worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's red and it's like across her whole cheek, but nothing around it. Like she had a hole in her face.
Yeah. It's so
she had
neat.
A big ass hole. You can see her teeth.
You would need you would need a skin graft and you would need them to do that thing where they like put something underneath your skin to stretch it to make there be enough.
No,
to
we're not.
Like
nope.
it would be extensive. Nope. Extensive.
Nope. Yes, nope. It would be. Many, many surgeries.
Well, the wilderness wanted her to heal. That's yeah. all they need to say.
I know. I know. Because we do get a lot of like, you know, Van has nine lives kind of vibes mm-hmm. from so many things. Mm-hmm. She survived so much. Nat and Ben are talking about love in the woods.
I love the two of them. I'm going to say it every time we get a scene together with him. I love them so much. This Ben's sweet, like, well, because here's the thing too. Ben and Nat do shrooms and all they want to talk about is love.
I know.
We could say there's something else going on here. Because when the two pure of heart people do shrooms, all they talk about is love. When the other people do shrooms, they end up
turning into wolves. It's just who they are. It's just who they are. But yeah, they're talking about love. And it's kind of, I think, purposely contrasted with Jackie's, like,
absolutely.
Nothing matters. Love doesn't mm-hmm. matter kind of thing. He tells her to go get Travis. You have to go. It can save us all.
It's so funny. And then Misty.
This was the Heather's reference that I mentioned when we first watched this to you that you hadn't seen Heather's yet, but mm-hmm. he pushes Misty off of him, and because Misty's like, you're right, love is the thing, and he's like, he says, I love Paul. I don't love you. I love Paul. And she's like, who's Paul? Like, my boyfriend. I'm gay, gay, gay.
That's
you hear that, Mom? I'm gay.
Oh,
it reminded the Heather's thing it reminded me of was at this funeral when the dad was like, I love my dead gay son.
just so cheesy, but like, yeah, earnest.
But this does not bode well for Ben.
Nope. Nope.
Do not reject Misty. Things do not go well.
Yeah. We're also coming up on seeing that with Jessica too.
Yeah. Oh, Jessica. We'll get to it, but she's not looking great right now.
No.
I mean, she always looks great, but she looks very close to death.
Yeah. But thank God for Nat.
I know. She hears Jackie in the cabin while she's looking for Travis. Mm-hmm. I also noticed the cabin is just glowing a very sinister orange mm-hmm. when she comes upon it.
Yeah.
Like everything feels, like you said earlier, feels like it's getting into dream sequence territory. Mm-hmm. And obviously she's also tripping.
Mm-hmm.
But she lets Jackie out of the closet.
Good for her.
If only. She lets Jackie out of the closet and then runs after her.
Yeah,
Travis is
running.
Being chased around.
Oof.
This scene.
It's. It is difficult to watch.
Yes.
They are deep in their, you know, hallucinations. It feels like the there's the feast scene next season that is also has this kind of like overlay of like what's really happening versus what we're seeing going on. But weirdly, this is somehow darker.
Well, and it does the same thing where in the feast scene later on, it flips back and forth between them all dressed up and eating at the table mm-hmm. and then shows what's actually happening. Mm-hmm. And here we see Travis flipping back and forth between being Travis and being the stag.
Right.
You know, like we see Shauna flipping in her head, seeing both and not knowing what to do. Because so Lottie's got the headdress on. She tells him to stop mm-hmm. fighting. She puts the berries in his mouth like a stuffed pig. It's a bit.
Yeah, I think it's a lot. Is it berries?
I don't know.
I think it's a pine cone.
Okay. It looked like it came out of the jar. And so I thought maybe it was like the berries that had been in the alcohol jar,
maybe.
But it could have been anything.
Worse.
It's hard to see. It's bad either way.
Either way, she stuffs his mouth like he's, like you said, it's like an apple and a pig.
Right. Right. And she's got the knife to his neck.
Yeah. Shauna questions it for a second.
Yeah.
Barely. Like, I think, like, she really, all she needs is for Lottie to say, it's okay, it wants us to.
Yeah. Did she say it or did she say he?
Oh, I wrote it wants us to, but she may have said he. She kind of uses them interchangeably, I think.
Yeah, but she's got that little encouragement from Lottie, and she's like, all right.
Because she says it's in all of us, even him.
Yes, that I have. But so Nat comes out of the woods and sees this and is like, Jesus fucking Christ, guys.
God.
What is happening? Shauna drops the knife. Nat grabs it.
Yeah, it kind of breaks the spell, mostly.
A little bit, yeah. And Travis, like, runs off once Nat gets Shauna off of him.
Mm-hmm. But she was gonna do it.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Well, I mean, we know she would because she stabbed Adam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Murderer.
Yep.
I think it's the last thing we see here, Misty lurking.
Yes. Yeah.
Oy.
Yeah. Which I think is interesting considering the Misty of it all next episode in 2021. Mm-hmm. Like, not only is she cleaning up the mess that other people have left, she is the person you call when you need to get rid of a body.
Right.
She also is murdering Jess in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, seeing her lurking in the woods is such, like, clear foreshadowing of, like, the danger that she has in her. Yeah.
She's amazing, though.
Yeah. And that's where she says to Nat, it's in all of us, you know, even him, even you.
Oof.
Yikes.
We talk a lot about, especially in season two, the, like, we look at Lottie like this mastermind who decided, and then slowly throughout our coverage of it, we sort of realize, like, no, they kind of put it on her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Except here.
Yeah.
She puts the headdress on. But it is under the influence. So it's interesting to see that she's.
You know who shouldn't take shrooms?
Yeah,
is somebody, an unmedicated, totally, mentally ill person in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably not the best idea. Yeah, but, under a doctor's supervision?
Maybe. Yeah.
But
find one of those nice people setting, right? On Zoom who will who will talk you through it. Yeah. And yeah.
Set and setting. This mm-hmm. is the wrong setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It is. But it is funny that this is really kind of where her whole thing really picks up.
Yeah. Well, the placing of the antlers on her head was so significant. Mm-hmm. And I know we were all obsessed with, like, who's the antler queen? And when she does that, of course, everybody loses their minds. Mm-hmm. And then we find out later it's sort of a temporary designation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's really, like, between being off of her medication or whatever's happening in the woods supernaturally, plus the drugs, plus, like, this sort of ceremonial dress that they're in, it just feels like it's playing into all of her, like, witchy tendencies.
For sure.
She also is, like, hugging that tree a lot.
She loves her stumps. She loves her stumps.
Yeah, she really does. That one in particular, mm-hmm. but also the one later on. But I mean, this is the stump where she places the heart, I think, next episode, mm-hmm. as her, like, altar.
Offering, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 96.
That is 96.
And 2021, it's only a handful of scenes. It's a lot of kind of, like, iconic Yellow Jacket stuff happening here. But it moves pretty fast.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, the first scene is when she walks into his apartment and says he has 2 seconds to tell her the truth.
Yeah.
She knows about the blackmail. And you can see, so all of our suspicion about Adam, in this scene, I am convinced that the worst he is like a Yellow Jackets fanboy mm-hmm. that sought her out. That's the worst. Mm-hmm. Because the way he reacts to this, he has the look of guilt on his face when she's getting towards the book. But he is so lost.
Yeah, he does not know what's going.
He thinks she wants to role play.
Oh, you know what I wish I'd done?
What?
And then they find, you know, they cut to, they finally track, you know, Travis down. They grab him. They put the pine cone in his mouth. And he's like, bet you're wondering how I got here in the first place, huh?
Oh, God, the soundboard.
That's me.
The soundboard. I apologize for Andrea and her new toy.
Nothing? Nobody? Come on.
Oh, boy. But he thinks she wants to role play, which is like, oh, Adam.
He's just such a dumb. Though, I won't make us do this every week. The thing that makes the, you know, you hear hoof prints, don't think, or you hear.
You what now?
You hear hoof beats.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Don't think zebra, right? That's the
right
saying.
Yes.
Occam's razor, etc.
Yes.
The thing that makes the most sense, everything we know about Adam at this point, taken into account, mm-hmm. is he knew who she was early on. He was an obsessive.
Yeah.
He found her.
Yeah.
That explains how he got all those paintings done
right
in his studio, that he did fall for her, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here. But there is still his back tattoo. Although he was an obsessive.
Right.
And it wasn't just a Shauna obsessive. He was a Yellow Jackets obsessive. And Shauna was the first one he figured out that he was just like, he was going to get to one of them. Or for whatever reason, she's the one he really zeroed in on. But.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the thing about the tattoo is like, I think we talked about this, so I don't want to re-go over it. But I do, like, I think when we talked about the tattoo last and how similar it was to Javi's drawings, mm-hmm. we, like, theorized that maybe the drawings made it out,
right.
even though Javi didn't.
Right.
And, you know, there's all those unauthorized mm-hmm. published things.
So who even knows what if they – we're really getting in the weeds here of no way to know, high speculation. But, like – if they somehow made it out, but they weren't presented by someone in from the team as like, these were Javi's drawings. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, broadly associated with the time there.
Right.
It's possible that he would have just been like, oh, this is imagery I connect with because I'm so obsessed with this story and with Shauna.
I mean, you know, we've got Lottie using that symbol that,
exactly.
that they didn't make. They found that on the trees. And she's like, yeah, this is mine. I'm going to use this for my cult.
Right. So who knows?
So
again, I don't want to belabor it, even though I did just make us belabor it. But I do really, it's.
Yeah. It is the big thing that is like the piece that convinced people the most, because it was so clearly the same kind of style, imagery, all of that.
Yeah. But you really don't get the impression that there's anything more going on with Adam in this scene.
Mm-mm. He looks very innocent until she starts going for the drawer that has the books in it. She's accusing him of breaking into her safe. He's like, how would I do that?
Great question.
Safes are notoriously hard to get into. That is why people have them.
And then she starts flashing back to young Shauna and all this stuff in the woods. And it's like, faster and faster. And
also the code is the flight number. I just have to point that out before we move on too far. Like, what the fuck?
Why? Shauna, why?
But she finds the book. And he says he Googled her and he wanted to understand, which is actually feasible.
Also possible.
Feasible, yeah.
Yes, the, like, best case scenario is that does not explain all of the paintings unless we're just supposed to go... I kind of think this show just doesn't want you thinking about that.
I agree.
At this point, the show wants you to think they met by chance. His story is true.
Yeah.
He spent the week painting and is just, again, like you said, really fast.
Yeah.
It's so hard to believe that part of it.
But I agree. I think that's what the show wants us to just accept
and move
on from.
I think we just kind of have to at this point, which fine.
Yeah.
Because I also didn't want Adam to be Javi.
No,
me neither. I would have hated it.
Yeah.
It's just so, I just have come to this thing of like, I'm sorry I gave everybody so much shit about that because they
do set it up.
They gave us all the clues, you know?
Yeah. I also want to just point out that there is a doubt poster on the wall that keeps popping up behind them as they talk.
Yeah. Again, sometimes the show is very subtle and other times not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. But she grabs a knife. And like you said, she's flashing back to the woods, doom coming, all of that, eating, all that nonsense.
It's also really kind of sad because she stabs him and then it's happening throughout. But like after, like right after she stabs him, it's young Shauna in his apartment.
Yeah.
She's like, she's so reverted to that feeling. And
it is,
that really broke my heart for her.
Yeah.
And
for
I often, I love Shauna. I don't always have a ton of empathy for her.
Yeah.
But in this moment, it is like that scared young person feeling is like,
definitely,
you know, I've never murdered anybody, but I understand that. And it is that part was really hard for me to watch that happen.
And then immediately she goes home and realizes
this is what I mean when I say
it's so fast.
If the show was thinking like we're lost, but good. So much of what is fucked up with Lost is people keeping secrets and not finding stuff out for no reason.
For this a very long time.
Happens immediately.
Yeah.
It's
she goes
so
home,
fast.
Opens the safe, journals are back. And you see her face just be like, she's, oh shit.
Right.
I just killed him and it was not him.
And she sees the glitter. Yep. And then also immediately confronts Jeff about the glitter.
He is the worst liar I've ever seen.
It's like, what? Huh?
He's worse than, I mean, Sean is not a great liar. He is so much worse.
Yeah.
His face is so funny here.
I love Jeff. I love his actor. He's so good and fun here.
He's so great.
He's really having a good time with the scene.
I mean, furniturefam.com is running him out of business, Andrea. What was he supposed to do?
Furniturefam.com.
They manufacture all their own furniture on site. He can't compete. Poor guy. He said that he didn't want her to get involved. He thought Ty and Nat.
Mm-hmm. Might have
Ty or maybe Nat would have the cash. Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But in very Jersey Sopranos fashion.
So funny.
Got loans from some bad guys.
I love this. Some bad guys. She's like, you mean mobsters?
Yeah. Bad, scary guys. Like fucking mobsters. But he paid them back. No one is going to die.
I would love to see Jeff figuring out how to do that. And then the conversation with those bad, scary guys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with Randy.
Well, all of it. I just would love to see all of that. But just imagine Jeff talking to mobsters.
Yeah, that's really funny. Yeah, I would have loved to see a little bit of that comic relief. I also noted here that Shada, like me, has to cut the necks out of all of her shirts because she can't stand having a collar around her neck, which I relate to. All of my t-shirts have no collars. They're all cut.
So funny.
She's wearing a YOLO Tango for President shirt.
Of course she is.
Oh, but poor Jeff is like, oh, but we can get past it. Nobody died.
He says no one's going to die.
Or no, he says no one died. Or no, you're right. No one is going to die. Well, too late.
Well, you're wrong on both counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is so...
He's trying so hard.
He just loves her.
Mm-hmm.
But again, another moment. She then tells him what she did, which I didn't remember him. In my head, he found out right before they go to the studio, which I think I may have already said in this episode, or maybe when I was talking to you as a human, who knows. But she, again, just everything is coming out here.
Yeah.
And we see it over and over, like... in season two, when they all meet back at Lottie's, they have that really hilarious moment where they're all like catching each other up.
Yeah.
Like it is for a
show. They admit everything.
Yeah. For a show that's about women and their secrets, like nobody's really keeping secrets.
Not for
too
very
much.
Long anyway. Like they're trying, but they're just really bad at it.
Yeah, that's true. Because even thinking now, getting to the end of season two, like I don't think Misty's told anybody about Jessica. I think she may have said like I solved the problem or something at some point, but I think there's that secret. There just aren't that many.
One might have come out in that same time frame,
maybe, but either way, like there's just not much that's actually secret between them by the end of this.
No
But yeah, so Shauna tells Jeff immediately.
She says that she stabbed someone and now he's dead.
She tries to keep some of it a secret. She says, like, you were having an affair, too. Or I was having an affair, too.
She said they should stop pretending that he wasn't having an affair, too.
That's right.
But Bianca's just, she's with the loan people.
She's with the bad loan people.
Yeah.
The bad, he's such a little, kind of like a little bit of a little kid in the scene, too. He's just so, like, Sean is made for this kind of stuff and Jeff isn't.
No, he's definitely not. And she says something like, I can't believe you believed that I was at book club this whole time. And we get it. Wait, where is it?
What?
There's no book club.
There's no book club? Wait, hold on. There's no book club?
Oh, no. Guys, I'm so sorry someone gave Andrea a soundboard.
I've made it. I've been making podcasts now. To some degree for almost five years.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got myself a soundboard.
Your life is complete.
What was I waiting for?
There's no book club?
Oh, Jesus. God help us all.
Anyway.
You're still on it.
Anyway.
Check A. Okay, we're back.
You snort laughing with that voice on is perfect. It's perfect.
Oh my god. I'm a professional. I should be over this.
It's
it is very like early podcaster behavior.
Absolutely.
To be so tickled by a soundboard.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
But Sean and Jeff are out of Xanax, which is always a sad moment.
We're out of Xanax, like it's Tylenol.
Yeah.
Like they have a shared bottle of Xanax.
Yeah. Yeah, the house Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
I know. He's going to take the fall.
Just immediately planning to take the fall for this lunatic woman who has ruined his and her life now.
He says, we used to watch Dateline every week. Yeah. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and he's right.
Yeah.
But here we go again. We know more of what they did out there at this point.
Mm-hmm. Not that much, though.
We know.
We assume they ate people. But we haven't seen it yet.
Well, Jackie and. No. I mean, we in real life.
Oh, like after watching season two.
Yeah. Yes, we know that they have hunted.
I thought you meant at this point in the show.
No, yeah. They have hunted. So we know at this point in our lives in 2024 that they have hunted Javi, that they were hunting Nat.
Right.
Let Javi die.
Right.
That. They ate Jackie.
Yep.
That we know about Travis, like the hunting of Travis.
Yep.
Like we know a lot.
Yeah.
But I still think for her to say, like, she says the reason he can't take the fall is because if they find out that she was being blackmailed, that her team was being blackmailed, the truth will come out about what they did out there.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. I mean, the Javi thing, sure, but like, it's all, none of it is even active murder.
I mean,
like, do you think there's still something out there we haven't
seen? Well, yeah, because I think at the, like, the, in the pilot episode, they end up developing this into a ritual.
And you where think, they but hunt do you think and that's kill people. What she means?
I do. I think that, they, I just, that she means that they,
don't
like,
think it's that bad. Is that bad?
Yeah, Sandra. Oh.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, because, like, you know, Javi, they let him die, right?
Uh-huh.
But in the pilot, they have a fucking trap that they chase someone into.
Tiger pit.
Yes, the tiger pit. They chase someone into it to eat them.
Yeah.
That's murder.
Well, yeah, but it's murder for survival.
It's still murder.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, I don't know.
I don't think there's much worse that they could have done. Like, and, like, if they ate the baby, like,
right, which we know they didn't.
Yeah,
there's only, but at this point, you're kind of thinking,
yeah,
bet they ate the baby.
Right. Yeah, I remember wondering about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you find out that Randy Walsh also knows about the blackmail.
Randy Walsh? Well, he's Jeff's best friend.
I really like this line here that Jeff says, though, because she says, like, when did we become these people that keep secrets and he's, blah, blah, blah.
Warren Cole is really, he's got his acting shoes on. That's a saying, right? That's
yes.
what you say?
Yes, you put on your acting shoes.
Yeah, he's got them on right here because yeah. I really love this little moment.
The way he delivers it, yeah. They've always been those people.
Mm-hmm.
But the plan is that because Shauna believed that Adam was the blackmailer, that the other girls will too.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives her the bag back to bring over as proof and the burner phone.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty when you
plan.
Know the person who actually did it and you've got, like, it's really not a bad plan. He also says you've got a whole, because she questions, she's like, why didn't you tell me about the blackmail? And he's like, you've got a whole safe full of secrets you didn't tell me about.
Yeah. So we go to Jess and Misty at the basement, and this is where I was like, Jess looks bad.
Yeah.
She looks desperate and sweaty and green, like she is close to death, which we know that she actually is now.
Yeah, it feels like she's, like, kind of getting desperate.
She's reaching.
She's close to death, not in, like, a way where her actual body is.
No, that, but she looks real sickly.
Yeah,
she's in a wheelchair,
exactly,
literally.
Yeah,
she's, like, rolling around in the wheelchair now.
They're kind of, like, foreshadowing that things are not. Because it seems on the outside like she and Misty are bonding, but they want you to. Misty's got that makeup on, like I said, kind of parallel. And it is in the basement. She looks like the Joker.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. She looks like Psycho. And Jess is trying to, like, entertain her with stories and cajole her and flatter her and get her to, like, trust her.
Mm-hmm.
Misty's in that blue jumpsuit. That is such her, like, Dexter outfit.
Yeah, with the gloves on.
Yeah.
Like, she's not leaving any prints in her own basement. And they're going back and forth. And Jessica finally asks, like, are you going to, you know, when are you going to tell your story? They're, like, they've kind of been working it out.
Mm-hmm.
And Misty says, genuinely, we've said, like, Misty didn't have that bad of a time out there compared to everybody else, it seems. And she says, like, it wasn't so bad. We were all friends.
Yeah, that is
and
the scene.
It feels genuine.
Yeah.
And then Jessica kind
big
of.
Big mistake.
Yeah, this is where it really shifts. You think maybe Misty's, you don't really, but, like, maybe Misty's going along with it, right?
Yeah.
And then the second Jessica questions it and it was like, are they really your friends? Like, they never reach out, whatever. You see.
Yeah. Yeah, it breaks something.
Yeah. And in a way where if you're watching, if you don't know Misty that well,
yeah,
you think maybe what it breaks is, oh, Misty is going to tell this story.
Right.
Because Jessica has reminded her. But no, she's like, I can't have this woman near me if she's going to question
right.
my friendship. You know, like, I can't face that. And now Jessica has really become the enemy.
Yeah, that was not a good idea, Jess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a real not the right move with Misty.
No, you fuck with Misty, you get the old fentanyl in the cigarette truck.
That's right.
But the troops are gathering. Nat gets a text from Susie.
Mm-hmm.
She's still working on Travis's bank account, tells her to chill.
Chill.
But she does not.
No, Nat does the opposite of chill in this moment.
No, she breaks the vending machine with a fire extinguisher, which honestly, I've wanted to do many times.
Oh, you know how this is a little thing, and I should have brought it up back in 96, but we talk about how good Sophie and Juliet are at playing the same person.
Yeah.
And we've talked about Juliet making really weird, specific line delivery choices and movement choices.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophie does one in this episode. And I was like, oh, yeah, there they are. Where back when when Ben says, oh, fuck, I think Misty poisoned me again. Nat says, I think she poisoned all of us. And the way she delivers it is such a Juliet Lewis choice.
Yeah.
It's so fun and like not quite. I mean, she's high, but it's still not quite the way anybody else would read that line,
right?
Except maybe Juliet Lewis.
Yeah, no, that's true. You can see them really like kind of working to connect those two. Mm-hmm. Over the years.
Yeah. And I think all of these actors are obviously incredible, but I think some of them have worked harder to draw that connection as opposed to just being as good as they can.
Yeah. Or just had like a natural, like,
yeah, that could
innate
be
understanding
too.
Of certain like mannerisms and things. Mm-hmm. Like that. But yeah, those two for sure. They kind of mimic each other. But yeah, so Nat's breaking vending machines, and Ty is
so
sitting in the car.
But the like reveal where she was like off screen for a second, it comes right back with the fire extinguisher is so funny.
You gotta have your peanut M&Ms, man.
And that she only takes just the pack she wanted.
Yeah.
She's.
That's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I wonder if she has ADHD.
She certainly got impulse control issues.
Poor impulse control.
For sure. She is hyper-focused on this Travis case, no doubt.
Absolutely. It's her special interest. Oh, God. Ty is having a conversation with her campaign manager in the car.
You almost feel like this campaign manager isn't real because Ty is not this open. I mean, she's lying to a degree.
Yeah.
She's being very... She's doing the Ty thing of, like, you know, kind of, like, what's the word I want? She's like, she's telling the whole truth. Or, I mean, she's telling the truth, but not the whole truth.
Yeah. Yeah, she's changing certain details.
Mm-hmm. But it's she's being very open with this campaign manager in a way she's not with anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. She says, my wife moved out of the house. And the campaign manager is just, I feel bad for this poor woman.
Mm-hmm.
Has to deal with Ty. She's like trying to keep her on track. She's like, oh, you know. She'll come back or whatever, and or she'll come around. And Ty says, you don't know anything about me.
Yeah, she is. This isn't other Ty, but it is Ty in a bad place.
Yeah.
But yeah, she says, like, what are we doing here? The campaign manager says, smiling for cameras as you participate in the democratic process.
Yeah.
But we know she's doing well.
Yeah.
She's
doing well, at least in certain areas.
Yeah.
In that, because she said this is like one of your districts or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Because 3 out of 5 people in that line are voting for you.
Right. Right.
This is the scene that made me feel more than I ever have that we could lose Jeff.
Oh, God.
He's so.
I'll say it.
Just, he's perfect in the scene. And this show loves to punish us.
I know. I do think that. Like, I am waiting for more people that are on the innocent side of things to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Juliet Lewis, Nat, is not innocent.
No.
Like, she ends up being the antler queen and probably organizing these hunts.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment we lose her, we still are very attached to her, mm-hmm. even though we know those things.
Mm-hmm.
And they do like to point out the collateral damage around these women.
Mm-hmm.
Simone.
Yep.
You know. We better not lose Jeff. I'll be so mad.
I think they could do it to us. I really
no.
do. I'm hoping that, or at least at this point, I feel like they could have been planning to do it to us. And I'm just hoping that they have understood the outrage
yeah.
if they take him from us.
Agreed.
Because she realizes, like, you read those journals years ago. And I couldn't remember. We've talked about, like, where in the process he became privy to all of this. And it was
a while ago.
Yeah.
He says, because she says to him, for a long time, I thought, or he says, you could have talked to me about that, you know, for a long time, I thought maybe you might.
Ugh.
So he knew for a long
yeah,
time,
long
whatever that is.
Long enough that he was waiting for her to talk about it.
And then gave up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says, like, you know, whatever, after all this, like, you knew all that. And she can't say mm-hmm. it, but he says, of course, I still love you, Jeff.
I know.
Oh, my God.
He is such a ride or die wife guy.
He really is.
Yeah, he loves her no matter what.
She doesn't deserve Jeff. I'm so sorry.
I know.
And you know I love Shauna, but my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is actually when the gang is getting back together. Mm-hmm. She goes over to Adam's, calls Ty, says she has him, mm-hmm. in quotes. Ty calls Nat. They're all coming together to do their what they're good at.
Yep. That's right.
Cut up a body.
Yikes.
Yeah. Had a lot of practice.
Yeah. They do kind of all, we see it more in the next episode, but they really do kind of snap into place.
Yes.
Very quickly.
With the electric knife.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But it makes that we talked about last week when Ty says, like, take the wing, I'll mark them like we did at States, and how quickly they fall back into these old.
Yeah.
They're all just, I mean, it's right on the surface for them, or it's right under the surface for them all the time.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So they show up at Adam's house. This is so funny to me, this whole thing. Like, I feel bad because this is, again, I feel like Nat is so broken and so single-minded about Travis and so oblivious to everything else that she's like, she's just mad that they can't get information out of him.
They're all kind of responding the wrong way to this dead body.
Yes.
Every one of them.
All three of them are doing what you would expect from them, which is the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
None of them are really fazed by the fact that Shauna has done murder.
No.
It's just like, oh, this is going to be really annoying for all of us.
Yeah.
Like, now Nat's lost a lead and Ty's got another thing to deal with on top of all the other things she's dealing with.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Ty practices land use, not murder cleanup.
It's a good point.
And Nat's just mad that she can't get her answers now. Yeah. But Shauna's doing a little acting here.
We have a few times in seasons 1 and 2. I think the most compelling one for me comes in the prison.
Oh,
or not, or comes in the
police station.
At the police station,
yeah.
Where she cries for what's his face.
I still was on the fence last time I watched that episode about whether how much of that was real.
I'm a little bit on the fence about it here too.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah,
Shauna can turn it on and off really fast.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's her being able to put it away really quickly. Or to plug in, or she's just, but she, when she says, I thought he loved me.
Yeah. That feels real.
I think I believe her. Although when she talks to Adam, she questions him sometimes in a way where I'm like, oh, she does kind of know that they're both being crazy.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to tell with Shauna.
I know. And I think that's kind of the point. Like, she doesn't even know.
Yeah, 'cause she's crying here for a second.
Yeah.
But then she turns it right off. She's just kind of like, so what do we do?
Like, yeah. It's like a switch.
Mm-hmm. But I know people who are like that.
Yeah. So, traumatized people. Shauna says, we can't exactly Weekend at Bernie's him, which is just a great line.
Should we watch Weekend at Bernie's?
No, I don't want to watch Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, man.
No, I that's where I'm drawing the line. No. Guys, I'm going to try to steal this and throw it out the window later. But so anyway, they're like, what do we do? What do we do? And that's like, well, I do have an idea.
She rolls her eyes so hard. It's so funny. They're like out of her head. She knows how annoying it's going to be.
Yeah.
But it is.
It's a good idea, though.
It's a great idea. They know even now, like.
They need their citizen detective.
Yeah.
Yeah. She took the Red Sox? Lord. Red Cross Babysitter's Club. Babysitter's Club. Wait, hold on. Rewind. She took the Red Cross babysitter training course twice. She knows what to do.
She's ready to go.
Yeah.
And Nat knows it has to be her. Shows up at the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Misty and Jess are still chatting in the basement mm-hmm. about the reunion coming up.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I thought I was a spring, but maybe I'm a winter. I don't think she's a winter. Maybe? I don't know. But Jess is still thinking she might be getting somewhere with her.
Yeah.
She's talking about ghostwriters, and they start talking about
funny. It's so obvious to us. I don't remember if it, I think it was at this point obvious to me before season two. I think the first time I saw this, I was like, Jessica, you're in danger, girl. Like,
there's something about the way Misty laughs mm-hmm. after she goes through the little speech of like she starts telling Jess, it sounds like what she would say.
Right. And even, and the captions show it in quotation marks.
Yeah. The little laugh she gives after that, I'm like, yeah, you're
that laugh isn't for the imagined audience. That laugh is for Jessica. Like,
yeah,
she's frightening.
Yeah.
But man, Christina Ricci is so good because she's so different with Nat.
I know. And it's like back to back. Like so the doorbell rings. She goes up and it's Nat. And you can just see the like need on her face. Mm-hmm. She's trying to be mad at her. She's trying to feel like she has the upper hand, but she really just wants Nat to need her.
Mm-hmm. They've also done something very different, either with the lighting or with actually how they've applied the makeup, where it actually does look kind of pretty now. Yeah. And it's not so garish and it's not so frightening.
It's like basement light versus, mm-hmm. you know.
But it really makes a difference in how you see Nat or yeah. in how you see Misty.
Yeah. Yeah. And we end with, well, Citizen Detective, we need you to get rid of a body. And then the best face acting from Christina Ricci, the like surprise, wonder, flattery, excitement.
It's all there.
It's all there mm-hmm. in like 2 seconds on her face. It's so good. It's so good.
And right just in the scene a little more with Juliette Lewis, where she's like saying all the stuff. Nat is saying all the stuff she knows Misty needs to hear.
Yeah.
But you can, there are like layers to it because some of it is true. Nat, like,
yeah.
Nat has been mean to her and has been an asshole. But also, Misty did bug her hotel room and do all of her drugs. And like, yeah. So it's not totally like.
Yeah. In the twisted world of like this group of people, Misty has been a quote unquote good friend. Mm-hmm. In the normal world, she's a fucking psycho, mm-hmm. stalker, nightmare right. murderer.
But they kind of operate on a
yeah, different level.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But man, that line, we need you to get rid of a body. I immediately flashed to next week's episode. I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
The bathtub with the electric knife.
Ugh. Yeah, we've got a couple. They've given us so much that, like, I think the finale is really just two big events, right? There's the big one in 96 and the big one in 2021.
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, because 96 is Jackie's death. And I'm trying to remember what leads up to it.
Yeah, we'll find out pretty soon.
It's not like I don't have my notes. But yeah, and then the disposing of Adam's body and the reunion too. So like disposing of Adam's right. body leading into the reunion.
The reunion's so good. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can't wait.
And actually, you know what? We've forgotten a lot. There's a lot that happens in episode 10. Well,
the show gives us so yeah. much. I'm not surprised.
Because not only do we have the reunion, we have the election results.
Oh, geez.
We have the news report on Adam, and then we have Nat getting kidnapped at the very end.
Oh my
end.
God, that's right.
Yeah. Our final scene. Who the fuck is Lottie Matthews? So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that finale is packed.
What a show.
What a show.
I really feel like these last 9 weeks have 10 weeks technically.
Yeah.
Have flown by.
Yeah.
Which
absolutely.
Is good because that means the next 10 when we do season 2.
No.
Mm-mm. Just gonna whip right by.
Nope. Not gonna sacrifice my sanity completely for this podcast. Not completely, anyway.
So, yeah. We're almost at the end. And we have some plans in mind. I also will say next week won't be our last episode for
Yellow Jackets.
For Yellow Jackets. We've got a one or two-ish in mind. Yeah. So if you are somebody who's only hanging around, which is totally fine for our Yellow Jackets discussions, you've got at least a few more weeks before you'll have to wait to come back to us. Although I hope you'll stick around. We have some fun stuff planned.
Yeah.
And we'll break all of that down for you in the next couple of weeks for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Is there anything else we want to?
I don't think so. I think we are, we're like racing to the finish here.
Mm-hmm.
Just like headlong into bunch of death and destruction.
Totally.
Oh, God. Where can they find us?
They can find us at WatchersPodNJ on Instagram. WatchersPod. I've been a little lax over there. I have a new podcast that's launching in like a week-ish, and then I will have some of my life back. And so I'll be able to keep up with our lives over on Instagram and our Gmail, which is watcherspodnj@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. And you can find me on Instagram at Jodie_Mim, JODIE_MIM. And yeah. Oh boy. We will see you.
I'm at AQ Andrew EQ.
Oh, ha, just kidding. Yeah, go check out pictures of Pacey, the adorable child that is sitting next to me.
He's a good
which
one.
Which is a dog, not a human child.
Well, he's my son. He's my biological son. So
he's Andrea's son.
In that way.
All right, y'all.
We will see you.
We'll see you in the woods.